In the spirit of the T20 World Cup coming up, join us as we name the greatest T20 West Indies cricket team of all time. Who are we going with at number 11?
Yes, Samuel Badgery from Trinidad and Tobago, right-arm leg-spin bowler. 197 matches, 187 wickets, best of 5-for-22. Very economical T20 bowler. He hardly gave any runs away, very measly. Badgery was one of our best leg-spinners for a long time in this format of the game.
He's a specialist T20 spinner, known for his economical opening spells and knack for taking early wickets. He was the go-to guy for the Windies, power play and in death overs, coming in, often winning his team crucial moments in the game. And his role, again, as a frontline spinner who can bowl with a new ball, was invaluable to the team. No-brainer pick, Samuel Badgery, is in at number 11 in this greatest West Indies T20 11 of all time. Who are we going with at number 10?
Yes, Alzari Joseph, fast bowler from Antigua. Only played 20 T20 matches so far. 35 wickets, best of 5-for-40. A little bit on the high side in his economy rate. A very good bowler, actually the best bowler we have right now in the pace format, bowling fast for West Indies. So that's why I have Alzari Joseph as our number 10 in the list.
Alzari Joseph burst onto the international scene with his impressive pace and athleticism in the T20 format. He has quickly established himself as a bowler capable of delivering crucial breakthroughs. His primary strength lies in his speed and the bounce he generates, which, coupled with his ability to swing the ball, makes him particularly lethal in power play overs. His ability to just adapt to different pitches and conditions and maintaining the speed and accuracy has made him that crucial figure in the West Indies lineup across the formats, test cricket, T20 cricket, and one day cricket. Another no-brainer pick for us here in Alzari Joseph. The number 9, Mark, who are we going with on number 9, man?
Left-arm orthodox spin, Akil Hussain, the man from Trinidad and Tobago. So far, played 47 T20 matches, 38 wickets, the best of 4-for-30. Normally bowls the new ball, doesn't really turn it big. He bowls very accurate, pushes the ball through. As a batsman, he's not a mug with the bat as well. An excellent fielder and outfield. So that's why I'm naming Akil Hussain in our best T20 team lineup.
Ability to bowl during the power play, just like Samuel Badgery, as well in the middle overs, provides his captain with a versatile option capable of stemming the flow of runs and picking up crucial wickets. So him partnering with a guy like Samuel Badgery would, again, be almost unstoppable. Because these two guys bowl very economical spells, tight lines and lengths, hard to get away, and, you know, build pressure. And once they're building pressure, there's always wickets falling around them. In addition to his international performances, his performances in domestic league, including the CPL, have been instrumental in his rise. Hussain's skill set makes him particularly effective against both right-handed and left-handed batsmen, enabling him to maintain pressure from one end. His fielding is another aspect of his game that stands out, often saving crucial runs and spectacular catches. And again, his fitness and athleticism just, again, makes him another no-brainer pick for us. He's a live wire everywhere on the field, can win you the game with a ball, bat, field, 360 player. And Akil Hussain comes in at number 9 for us. Number 8, Mark, who are we going with on number 8, man?
Yes, number 8 is Darren Sammy, and he'll be captain in the team as well. 68 matches, 587 runs, best of 42, strike rate of 147.48, which is very important. A good leader of men, good feeler, bowls a good little medium pace as well. So that's why I have Darren Sammy coming in at 8. Normally when Sammy goes to the wicket, he hits the ball, hits a long ball. With a team like this lineup, with other all-rounders in the team, he really adds value as the captain to this team. He's a good leader of men, but that pulls the team together, the winner of 2 T20 World Cup. Hats off to Darren Sammy.
Biggest quality was to just bring that pride back to the West Indies. An inspirational leader, powerful lower order hitter, led West Indies, as you mentioned, Mark, to 2 T20 World Cup victories. Darren Sammy's not just a player, but a leader who brought together a team of superstars to win the cups. His astute captaincy, ability to motivate his team, and his knack for contributing crucial late order runs make him the ideal captain for this all-time 11. His medium pace bowling is an additional asset, providing balance to the team. His skill set aside, he was just a leader of men, a guy you need, crucial pressure situations, making the call, making the tough decisions, crucial figure in the T20 world. Darren Sammy comes in at number 8 for us as the skipper of this team as well. So number 8, Darren Sammy. Let us know what you guys think of these first 3-4 picks so far. Let's move on to Mark, number 7, man. Who are we going with on number 7?
Yes, we're going to go with DJ Bravo, the live wire of the team. Good batsman, played 91 T20 matches, 1,255 runs, best of 66. Strike strike rate of 115.03. held the innings together. A good batsman who could always up the tempo or up the ante and knows how to consolidate the inning as well. Good rotation of the strike. And he hits a long ball straight and over extra cover. And even cow corner, that was his strength. But with the ball now, Bravo had all the tricks up his sleeve, all the variations, different type of slow ball, quicker ball, bouncer. You know, a complete cricketer on the field. Dwayne Bravo, one of West Indies' finest all-rounders in the sharper format of the game.
Known for his exceptional death bowling, powerful hitting, and electric fielding, Bravo has been pivotal player in T20 leagues around the globe. His career in T20 cricket is distinguished by his versatility and his flair. A career spanning over two decades, Bravo has established himself as one of the most sought-after players in T20 format, and his ability to perform under pressure, whether with the bat or ball, has made him an invaluable asset to any team he has played for. Another versatile, great cricketer of the modern era, Dwayne Bravo, comes in at number 7 for us. Before we move on, we want to let you guys know that this video, again, guys, is brought to you by Caribbean Man Cricket Bat, sponsoring by MSDA. So, Mark, do you want to show off the Caribbean Man Cricket Bat again and provide the viewers the details of where they can reach out to you to purchase these beauties, man?
Yes, this is the Caribbean Man, one of the original classics. The pink always support breast cancer. That's one of the main reasons for this pink color. Original bat, very thick, always thick around the edges, you know, very light, 2 pounds, 8 ounces. All right. And this packs a punch as well. All right, guys. So if you're serious, you're really serious about cricket, you could link me up and we talk some business.
And where can they reach out to you, Mark?
Once they send me a message on WhatsApp, I will respond.
We'll link Mark's WhatsApp number in the description as well as his Facebook page. You guys can check him out there, send him a message on his Facebook page or his WhatsApp. If you're looking to acquire a beautiful, beautiful willow, check out MSDA's Caribbean Man Cricket Bat. You guys will not be disappointed. Let's move on to the next one, Mark. Who are we going with on number 6, man, for this video?
Andrew Russell, one of the hardest strikers of the cricket ball from Jamaica. 75 matches, 955 runs, best of 71. Amazing strike rate of 163.52. Would love to see him be a little bit more consistent with the ball, but he brings it a little bit different with the ball. Good pace, good variation, but he just got to work on the economy rate different than that. Russell is a fantastic player, a live wire in the outfield as well. A match winner once he gets set through.
And Andre Russell from Jamaica, an all-rounder who stands as one of the most explosive and impactful players in T20 cricket. Known for his incredible strength and ability to hit massive sixes, Russell is a game changer with both bat and ball. With a bat, Russell is feared for his ability to clear the boundary with ease. He boosts one of the highest strike rates in the history of T20 cricket, making him a crucial asset in the middle to lower order. His knack for delivering in high pressure situations has led to numerous memorable innings, often turning seemingly lost causes into victories. Russell's batting approach is aggressive and fearless, aiming to dominate bowlers from the outset. And as a bowler, Russell is equally valuable. His fast bowling is characterized by sharp pace and the ability to execute Yorkers and slower balls effectively, with his primary role in many teams as a destructive batsman. Russell's bowling provides a crucial balance, allowing him to contribute significantly in limiting the opposition scorings. Can come in at any point of the game and win you the game. You know, the only question mark with him is his fitness at times, right? Seems to be coming back and he seems to be looking fitter than ever and hungrier than ever to score runs for the Windies. We hope for the Windies and the World Cup hopes that Andre Russell's ready to come on and light the World Cup on fire. Any words there, Mark? Any thought? What are you expecting from Andre Russell in this World Cup, man? Some predictions there.
Yeah, once fits, expect him to play premium cricket. I think he gets get over that knee injury right now, so he really hasn't been limping around too much. Looks a good player when in full cry. He just comes in and plays his role, fearless batting. Brings a different dimension to the game as well. Would love to see him bat for 5 or 6 overs, and maybe sometime they could elevate him up the order, maybe a number 4. Coming number 8 at some time, I think, is a waste. But if Russell at 4 and bat for 40 minutes, it's fireworks.
Yeah, you got to give him last 6 overs, man. Even if like the openers end up batting the first 12, 13 overs, send him number 3, you know, like you got to give him the last 6 overs to go out there and bat, in my opinion, and let him play his game kind of deal. So that's Andre Russell for us, man. We're looking super excited to watch him. And before we move on to number 5, I want to give you guys that quiz question we've been bringing to you in all of our recent episodes that we've been dropping. So today's quiz question on the screen for you guys: against which nation did Courtney Walsh take his highest innings wicket haul, 7 for 37. So his highest innings wicket, Courtney Walsh, 7 for 37. Which country did he take that against? We'll drop the answer right at the end of the video. In the meantime, you guys let us know in the comments what you guys think the answer is to this question. Don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe to the channel. Mark, next one, man. Number five. Let's move on to number five. Who are we going with?
Yes, we're going to go with Karen Pollard from Trinidad and Tobago. Powerful strike of the ball. It's at a mile. His role in the team is just to come in and just put Willow to letter. Played 101 matches, 1,569 runs, best of 75. Strike rate of 116.23. He always came in and do a good hand for West Indies when he came in the middle of the order. A no-nonsense kind of player, a good medium-paced bowler, you know, that adds some variety to the attack. Bowl his dibbly doubles, as we call them, and a very good fielder and good catcher in the outfield. So that's Karen Pollard there at number five for West Indies.
Karen Pollard is a towering figure in T20 cricket, renowned for his powerful hitting, versatile bowling, and exceptional fielding. As a Trinidadian all-rounder, Pollard has made significant impact in leagues worldwide, embodying the spirit of modern T20 cricket. In addition to his batting, Pollard offers valuable medium-paced bowling, utilizing his height to generate bounce and troubling batsmen with his variations. While not a frontline bowler, his knack for breaking partnerships and providing crucial overs, again, makes him an asset to any bowling attack. And known for his exceptional fielding skills as well, Mark, as you mentioned, his agility and having those bucket hands to take the catches, man, is just simply amazing. He's a global T20 icon, career spans in Indian Premier League, Caribbean Premier League, Big Bash League, and other international leagues, making him one of the most often recognized and respected figures in the format T20 cricket. So again, another no-brainer pick for this greatest West Indies T20 11 of all time. And let us know what you guys think of these picks so far. We want to know your picks as well, guys. So make sure to get your T20, best T20 teams out on paper, listed down, and let us know what your greatest T20 teams is and if we got it right or where you would make adjustments to this. So number four, Mark, we're getting into the top four, man. Let the viewers know who number four is.
Marlon Samuels from Jamaica, batting all rounder, more of a frontline batsman, 67 matches, 1,611 runs, best of 89, a match winner, strike rate of 116.23. Samuels always seems to produce that match-winning knock, or when the chips are down for the West Indies, always stepped up to the plate. Back in 2012 and 2016 in the World Cup Finals, he played two beautiful match-winning knocks for the West Indies. That's why he gets my respect and gets my credit as one of West Indies' top T20 batsmen.
Yeah, as we brought up in another video, Mark, his just clutch ability to come through when the team needs. Marlon Samuels' impact on T20 cricket, especially for the West Indies, is highlighted by his significant contributions and, again, high-stakes matches with a career that spanned over two decades. Samuels established himself as a middle-order batsman capable of anchoring the innings as well as accelerating the scoring rate when needed. His technique and temperament stood out in a format dominated by power hitters, showcasing his versatility and class. He's a bit of a controversial figure, always in the limelight, in the heat of the game, always challenging the opposition. Marlon Samuels, number four, comes in at number four for us. Again, let us know what you guys think of these picks so far. Number three, Mark, who are we going with on number three?
Left-handed batsman from Trinidad and Tobago, Nicholas Puran. Fierce strike of the ball, 88 matches, 1,848 runs, best of 82, strike rate of 134.69. Once he gets sets in any innings, he hits the ball a mile. And it seems to me like he only knows one gear. It's just strictly power hitting all the time. It doesn't matter what context of the game, when he walks in, his role is just aggression, aggression, aggression. And he never changed, really. So you got to get hats off to him for sticking to his old style and old brand of cricket as a young batsman, a wicketkeeper.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, Nicholas Puran has emerged as one of the most exciting talents in modern T20 cricket, bringing his flair, aggression, and a fearless approach to the West Indian batting lineup. The natural ability to strike the ball cleanly and his batting style is characterized by a mix of traditional cricketing shots and innovative strokes, which he employs effectively to dominate bowlers across the world. And so Nicholas Puran, number three, comes in at number three for us, and he's also will be wicket-keeping and donning the gloves behind the stumps. Number two, Mark, this may be a controversial pick for you guys. Let us know what you guys think of this next pick coming up. Number two, Mark, who are we going with for number two, man?
I'm going to use Sunil Narayan as opening batsman, coming up the top of the order for the power play. And he's going to get the green light to just play shots. And the reason why I'm going with Sunil Narine, if you look at West Indies over a period of 10 years in T20 cricket, none of the other bats are consistent. They had brilliant flashes, flair and dynamics, but to say consistent as the top of the order, none of them really stood out. I looked at Charles, I looked at Andrew Fletcher, both batsmen who's see ball, hit ball kind of a type of batsman. So with Sunil Narine, the mystery spinner who can give you four economical overs, I say, why not just use him at the top of the order? You get 30, 40 runs from him, it's a bonus anyhow. That's the reason why I choose Sunil Narine to come in at number two position.
He's proven it in T20 cricket around the world and the leagues. And as Mark mentioned, when we sat down to pick the second opener, Andre Fletcher came to mind, Dwayne Smith came to mind, and Johnson Charles, yeah, came to mind. But their strike rates weren't off the charts. But looking at Narine, he had a better comparative strike rate in T20 cricket across the globe. It was an easier choice for us to go with Sunil Narine to open to provide that balance to the team, as this lineup is already stacked with, you know, so many great hitters. And he's a mystery spinner. He's going to bring the mystery with his spin, which he's always done. So he's one of the top paid T20 cricketers around the world. So we had to fit him somewhere. He could have been in the lower order, or he could have been in the top order for us. We decided to use him here. So Sunil Narine, number two, comes in at number two for us. And before we move on to number one, we had asked you guys a quiz question. Quiz question was, against which nation did Courtney Walsh take his highest innings wicket haul? 7 for 37. Mark's going to announce the answer. Mark, you want to let the viewers know, man, what the answer is for this question?
That was against New Zealand cricket team in a test match.
Absolutely. Mark is absolutely correct there. New Zealand is the answer. So I hope you guys got it right. And that was the answer to the quiz question. Thank you for playing. And now we're going to get into number one. And again, number one, you guys are going to have to take a guess. Mark's going to give you the details and we're going to announce it right at the end of the video. So Mark, let the viewers know, man, the details on our number one opener for this greatest West Indies T20 11 of all time.
79 T20 matches, 1,899 runs, best of 117. This man has 2 triple centuries, double century, and many centuries in West Indies cricket, test cricket, and ODI cricket as well.
Mark's giving you guys, again, most of the details. Number one, the answer, obviously, you guys should know by now, is Chris Gayle. If you guys haven't checked out our rankings on the top spinners of all time, you can check it out on the screen right here. I'll link it for you guys. And Mark Auden and Nabil Khan from the Reverse Scoop, signing off. Have a great night, everybody.